Once upon a time at the Wrangell Medical Center, the results of an x-ray, mammogram, or ultrasound could take over a week to get back to a patient. Ann Kramer, head of the radiology department, explains how it used to be.
Typically, if you came in on Mondays, we did your films. They didn't leave here till Thursday. They went on Alaska Airlines through express mail. The radiologist got them on Friday, Saturday. Following Monday, Tuesday, the medical records would be typing your report, which is a good week plus.
As of April 1st, all of that changed. Now, how the Wrangell Medical Center acquires, sends, receives, and stores images has all gone digital. Through computerized radiography, results of an x-ray, ultrasound, or mammogram can be seen by the patient's general doctor within 24 or 48 hours. In an emergency situation, it can be seen within just an hour or two. The Fuji radiology reader allows the image itself to be seen by the patient almost instantly.
The patients are thrilled because before they get off the table, they can turn their head to the right and look on the monitor and see their films popping right up as the reader reads them. They're very impressed, and they feel comfortable and feel good about it and realize they're getting the best care.
Besides faster turnaround time, there are other advantages to this new digital system, or teleradiology, that utilizes the same x-ray and mammogram machines. The images can be sent to another hospital anywhere in the world within seconds through the Alaska Rural Telehealth Network. There's also less exposure to radiation through computerized radiography, and the images themselves are just sharper and clearer. This week, the medical center is installing a new digital ultrasound machine, which will be able to produce three-dimensional images. Kramer has been with the Wrangell Medical Center since 1994, but has been involved with radiology for longer than that. She says her job has changed drastically. She recalls the first ultrasound machines she ever used.
They were like playing with an etch-a-sketch. You just kind of went back and forth until you got it as dark as you wanted. At best, we could say, yes, there is a baby, and yes, we think it's head down. And we've certainly come a long ways from that. We're looking at chambers in the heart and blood flow in the cord and all kinds of specialty areas.
When Kramer worked for a veterinarian in high school, x-ray films were developed through hand tanking.
We clipped them to these little coat hanger looking holders, and we dipped them in the developer and washed them and dipped them in the fixer and washed them. And then first started out in automatic processing. It was about 5 minutes for one film, and the processor we pulled at was 90 seconds. So we went from 5 minutes to 90 seconds, and now we're just with our digital, it's probably 20 seconds our image is up on the monitor. So it's been big changes.
For places like Wrangell and other Southeast Island communities, telehealth offers opportunities for a higher level of healthcare that ordinarily wouldn't always be available.
Digital telehealth, which teleradiology is a part of, is just opened up people in remote areas to all the specialists all over the world. Without having to travel to go see the specialist can see you.
Bob Szymanski is the IT person at the Wrangell Medical Center. He says they've installed a new video system, which is hub to Anchorage. This is another way telehealth can open the door to various opportunities.
We're looking at telepsychiatry, or if we need a second opinion and a second look, we can actually hook up a camera and in real time have a doctor in Anchorage or in New York or anywhere around the world look at this and give us a second opinion.
Funding for the teleradiology equipment came from the state, the Denali Commission, the Gates Foundation, as well as matching grant money from the Wrangell Medical Center. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.